A very warm welcome to the ALMA Reps meeting this evening, and it's an absolute privilege and a delight to welcome particularly Bishop Manuel Ernesto, the Bishop of Nampula. And Bishop Manuel is going to be speaking to us about some of the current issues facing the Diocese of Nampula, particularly their three C's, which are around climate change, around COVID, and around the issues in Cabo Delgado. I'm aware from watching from a distance that my heart is moved and my heart hurts when I look at the issues of the, particularly in Cabo, the numbers of people being displaced at the moment. So Bishop Manuel, our prayers are very much with you. And here in the Zoom call, you have a significant number of people who are eager to listen and eager to learn and eager to support. So Bishop Manuel, over to you.
Thank you, Chabron. Good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and I bring greetings from Nampula and Cabo Delgado. And thank you for inviting us to be part of this meeting. And so it's such a pleasure to be together and to reflect about our life together. Well, I will start by sharing a little bit about our diocese, and then we will highlight some potentials and challenges within the diocese, and so finally we will have a time just for question and conversation as our family. So my name is Manuel Ernesto, and I'm the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Nampula, which covers the provinces of Cabo Delgado, up north, the border of Tanzania, and in the south of Nampula, down to Zambezia. So the diocese was birthed from the Diocese of Nyasa last year, and we had a great celebration. And thank you, Bishop Rod, for coming. And it was just a joyous moment for Northern Mozambique. So our diocese comes as a result of the enormous growth in Northern Mozambique. Nyasa, during Bishop Mark's tenure, we were 30,000 Anglicans. But the diocese grew to be just 70,000, and it was just difficult to manage the diocese and to have a leadership close to people. And then so we decided to multiply the diocese 10 years ago, and it happened. And so the Diocese of Nampula came to be part of the Absa family and the Anglican communion. And so we praise God for that. In terms of our potential, our main potential here in Northern Mozambique is our people. Cabo Delgado and Nampula, we have 90 million people out of 39 million of Mozambicans. So many people. And the good news is that half of the population is under the age of 15. And so our question is, how are we going to educate and make young people to know Jesus through the Anglican family? And if we go to the statistics in North Mozambique, 1.2 million are saying that they have no official religious affiliation. They are not Muslims, they are not Christians, and maybe they are part of the African traditional religion. And so our vision and what we are trying to do is to find the strategies, evangelism, so to make 1.2 million people to know Jesus. If they come, be part of the Anglican family, that we will be happy, and that's what we are doing. So in terms of the challenges, not Mozambique, we have so many challenges. I will just summarize in the triple effects of climate change, COVID-19, and the conflicts in Northern Kapunda. So climate change, we know that in 2019, just 2 days after the inauguration of the diocese, we were hit by Cyclone Kenneth, something that we have never experienced. Even those who are in their 80s or 90s, they say they have never seen such devastating effects of nature. And the paradox we have in northern Mozambique, and we are saying the climate change is real here. And then we have cyclones, we have floods, and droughts. It's difficult to predict weather in this region. Even the rhyme of seasons are difficult to predict. And for rural farmers, it means that they can't live as they used it to be in the past. In terms of conflict in Cabo Delgado, we are now three to five years of a conflict there. We have the figures now are saying around 600 people are now displaced. Some of them are in eastern Niassa, and mainly the majority are in Nampula. And the painful aspect of the ITP community is we find an incumbent children, probably some of them were deserted by their parents, or their parents are likely being dead for the conflict. So it's difficult. If we go to IDP camps, we see so many children now, and they need support. They need someone to look after them. So that is the situation that we have in Cabo Delgado. But the church and the other, our local partner, we are trying to help people. It's difficult to do everything, because the humanitarian crisis is enormous. So our strategy is try to help those who are next door neighbors and those who are around our churches. And we are doing that, and we are grateful that Alma family has joined, and we will be visiting Cabo Delgado next week. And then we will bring the communities around St. Mary Magdalene Parish together and try just to be with the community there and distribute essentials. So hygiene materials and food, and what we are trying now to collect from our parishes, but to add what we received from ALMA. In terms of, we're talking about incentives in Cabo Delgado. There are so many issues there, economic interests, political animosities, but the face of the conflict is just a humanitarian crisis. And this is the aspect that we as a church, it's our vocation just to concentrate on the people, their needs. And also we give that strategy to those who are in politics and the economic sector. So the other area of concern, as we said, we have talked about climate change, we're talking about insurgency. Now the COVID-19 is devastating our communities. Our churches are closed. We are back to new lockdown in Mozambique. It's difficult to cope with the situation. This new wave is just we can't describe what we have seen. Our hospitals are under pressure. We know that they were under resources, but now are strained, and the people, the medical staff are exhausted. And what we have seen in urban areas is that people are just leaving their cities and moving back to their rural communities. And we fear that this wave of people back to rural areas can just spread the virus to areas that with no healthcare system or facilities. So these are the challenges that we are facing here in northern Mozambique. But despite all the challenges, our faith communities are still alive. We are meeting in home, and we are training senior family members, catechists, just to keep our spiritual realm alive. And so we are grateful that it's working, and we are connected with our brothers and sisters in the Bongo, in Nyasa, and we are connected with our province. So these are the issues that I wanted to share. And just to conclude by saying that within the AXA family, we are mourning the passing on of Bishop Elina Wamkoya of Switzerland. Very gentle and courageous voice within the Synod of Bishops. Was very key in terms of the environmental preservation in Eswatini or Switzerland. And we pray that God will just give her eternal rest. And once again, thank you, Bishop Rob. Thank you, Alma family. And just a moving moment for me. Thank you.
Bishop Manuel, thank you so much for that very thought-provoking presentation. It's really helpful. I'm so grateful to you for setting out for us something of the scope of the Diocese of Nampula and you know the scale of the work that you're doing and the numbers that you are referring to within the wider community and your deep sense of commitment to mission and wanting to share the good news of Jesus Christ. It's very challenging, isn't it, for us when we hear the sorts of figures about, you know, 50% of the population being, being young people and the impact that makes for you and ministry and what that looks like. So grateful to you also for sharing for us some, you know, really, really significant challenges around climate change, COVID and conflict.